Coach, thanks very much for taking the time. Obviously, a very busy time of the year for you, getting ready for a new season, but very exciting at the same time, I got to think.
Yeah, always exciting. It's always exciting when I always say, you know, it's that time of the year when you have like the sound of the band, kids are back on campus for other sports. So, no, we're super excited to get into this fall season.
So, obviously, following up on a very successful year, last year, a very successful campaign, what are your goals heading into this season as a follow-up?
Yeah, I think we just want to be in a position to where we consistently are in that conversation for one of the top teams in our league, of course, and also a team that, you know, makes a pretty good run in the playoffs. I think those are obvious things I think that anybody wants for their program. You know, but at the end of the day, when we look at it and you scale back, I think the biggest thing is just looking at where we are as a team, program, individuals, where we started, you know, in our offseason, and hopefully look back at the end of the year and see how much we've grown and see if a lot of our core values and core expectations are being on full display each and every single game. We always talk about being able to put a good product out there on Friday nights, and you know that's exactly what we want. And then hopefully, as a byproduct of what we put out there, you know, we're winning ball games and taking care of business.
Based on what you have seen so far, what are you most excited about with this team this season? I mean, it's the nature of the beast in high school football that every year is a little bit different team. One group of guys graduates. You've got new young guys moving in to fill some of those holes. What are you most excited for coming into this campaign?
Yeah, I think, you know, you're absolutely right. I mean, it's such a new team. You know, there are some cornerstones of, you know, each group. So, you know, you can look at a kid like Ashton Yeager, who's played 4 years of varsity football on a D line. You can look at I think Zach Searles. Really, our whole offensive line, who last year was considered maybe a position of uncertainty. You know, all those guys have returned, and how the strength that they are there. I look at obviously our quarterback, right, Ryan Montgomery, coming back in four right. years of varsity football. So there's a lot of cornerstones that we have in certain positions and certain spots, but then there's some positions that we lost that we're trying to fill voids of right now. And I think the beauty of that is, you know, seeing the guys that are stepping up, right? Every year, guys step up. Kids, some kids surprise you. Some kids grow from some hard work in the offseason. So I think for us, it's more so just really fun watching us put this thing together, meet as a staff, talk about all this stuff, and then, you know, come out every single day and get to see the growth of where our team is now. So definitely some guys are going to step up this year, but I'm encouraged and excited to see them, here before our scrimmage.
Well, it's kind of what you mentioned just a moment ago. That's got to be really rewarding to see something that maybe a year ago or through the course of the season last year was a question mark or a weak spot turn into a point of strength.
Correct. No, it's really unique. It's like last year we knew what we had at our skill position. We were pretty confident about what we had and the guys that were behind them. I believe, you know, we had a strong senior class last year as well, right? Those guys really enjoyed each other, were great kids, loved being around each other. You know, we knew what we had in them and we're excited to see them go out there and put it all together. And then so we come back this year and it's like, all right, those guys are gone, but we know we have our offensive line back and they're very strong. We know we have our defensive line only lost one person, so they're strong and they're back. And, you know, games are won in the trenches, and if you can have some certainty at those spots, I think everything else typically can take care of itself.
Flip side of that question, though, obviously, again, nature of the beast with the natural turnover of personnel, what are the biggest concerns, the biggest challenges that you will have to overcome this year?
Yeah, I think, you know, on the lines of that, right, is being able to replace, you know, seniors who played. I mean, you look at our back end last year, and our defensive backfield, we started three seniors. You know, returning for us is Israel Moore. And he's had a great, great camp thus far, has shown great leadership and great knowledge of the game, and it's really grown in a lot of ways as well, too. You know, you look at offense, and we return Reese Little and Jacob Raglin, but we lost a lot of production in, you know, Javante Hill, Ben Best, Austin Hasselback, and then also Matt Guthrie. So you know, we have guys right now stepping up and really trying to earn their roles and earn their spots. But we know that, you know, you don't just go out and replace that type of production. But what you hope you can do is you hope you can develop players to step in and do the best that they can do, right? And then, you know, if they take care of their business and learn good practice habits and work their tails off, you know, maybe we can make up more than I even know right now.